Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Are you looking for dice or accessories for your tabletop gaming? Look no further than Metallic Dice Games, a premium vendor of metallic and gemstone dice. Listeners of this podcast can receive 10% off any purchase anytime by using the promo code RBP10. So head on over to metallicdicegames.com for all your gaming needs. And don't forget to use the promo code RBP10 to save 10% on any purchase. Enjoy the show.
Hello, dear listeners. We wanted to give you a slightly different intro to this one before getting to the actual intro of the game. This game comes with a bit of a trigger warning. Needless to say, it is not for children. This game is a bit darker than most of our other Call of Cthulhu scenarios and comes with a mature content warning. Please be aware that this game contains mature themes including drugs, sex, sex magic, prostitution, sexual murder, and all manner of sexual practices are at least touched on. If this is not your type of game, please feel free to listen to any of our other shows. We completely understand. Thank you for listening.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Berlin, the Wicked City. Devil Eats Flies.
As we walk there, though, Lottie is 100% going to link arms with Erwin.
Skipping a little bit?
Not skipping, just leaning. She leans.
Definitely not the cane arm, though, because that one's being used.
No, absolutely.
Don't you
absolutely
touch.
I've like, still got my arm. Cane.
She will make sure to link arms with you and just kind of... She's trying to seduce you hardcore, but...
I understand. And I'm not picking up
She
anything.
Lost Edgar, so she needs somebody to keep her warm at night.
She is trying so hard to get me going, and it's just not paying off.
Oh, she's going to find a pocket watch that you're going to fall in love with.
I've already got my chronometer. It's set.
Doesn't matter. She's going to find something.
Yeah, no. My cane is not the little curved cane. Mine is the ball on the top.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little hook in it. It's okay
it
to have
looks
a little,
like a clock.
It's okay to have a little hook in it.
No hooks to in my left. Cane.
Someone would prefer that.
But it does have a clock face embedded on it.
I got you.
All about them
or
clocks.
The right.
Alrighty.
Up or down.
The apartments
more
are...
It's like a pig.
Corks. It's a duck. Ducks.
And echidna would be the worst one.
Echidna?
Four-headed pronged.
Ooh.
Yeah. Cats are that way, too.
Cats are pronged. Mm-hmm. Echidnas have four, all pronged.
Gross. The apartment complex is old and cheaply built. It is pretty typical. Essentially a tenement building is what you're looking at.
Do we know what room Grossman was in?
No.
Do you know what room Grossman
that's the street.
Was in?
Okay.
Does he know what room Grossman was in with his flashbacks?
Nope.
Couldn't have seen something helpful.
When you walk in and you see the group of mailboxes, they all have names but no numbers.
So it's like I was thinking where they don't list it.
Is there a dude working front desk or?
No. It's a tenement building.
Kind of shitty.
Kind of shitty.
Any of your flashbacks is...
Yeah, that's what I was asking. He's saying nothing is given away.
I'm just going to stroll through the halls.
See if anything draws you.
Lottie's going to follow you and be like, that cocaine was a bad idea.
That's good.
No, it's fine.
Wasn't a good idea.
Are there any rooms on the list of names that don't have a name?
Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah, there is one blank one.
Awesome. Let's check that room.
I mean, there's no number.
I know.
There's no number, but normally the doors also have names.
If there's no number, there's going to be a name tied to it in some way.
As you begin to roam the floors, you see a dark-complected woman with a nervous disposition kind of walk, past you. Just passing you as you go.
I'll nod. Good evening, miss.
She just kind of nods quietly.
We are,
we are looking to have a foursome in the series.
Trying to think. Who would be the best one? Who would be the best one to talk in this situation? The dude that's coming down off a coke high.
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna.
Lottie would lay her arm on him and say, "It's okay, dear." She would say, "Excuse me, miss. We are we're looking for a new room. There was apparently one room that doesn't have a tenant, and we were told to just move in." And
the only empty room was the one where that murdering bastard lived in.
A murdering bastard.
Oh, what room was that?
Two floors up.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to be one of his neighbors. I moved down here after a confrontation.
Oh, that's awesome.
I called him out on his strange lifestyle, and I believe his exact words were, "You shut your trap, you rotten bitch."
Oh.
That was rude.
What was his strange lifestyle?
A lot of whoring, dear.
Lottie just kind of like, almost looks like she got it in the face, like, oh.
You're not dressed like a prostitute the night.
No, I know, but Lottie will take a personal offense to prostitute sure, and whore words.
Lottie will sure remember that.
Lottie
just kind of looks at her like, She goes, oh. Well, somebody else is going to have to jump in because Lottie looks like she's about
to
hit this bitch.
So we have two floors up.
We'll have to check it out because the rent is so reasonable.
The rent's affordable because I'm sure the person that lived there.
As an alienist, you would 100% see Lottie like go like straight like ghetto. Like
she says, yes, of course, it's very reasonable here. Although I'm not sure that four people in one apartment is feasible. They are not very large, but good luck. And she just kind of continues on her way.
Have a good night.
Lottie's like, bitch, leave her alone.
I got her neither.
So I guess we head upstairs.
She's from
to
a
find
different
the
generation.
She would just like pat room. Her back and be like, it's okay.
Please don't fight the old woman.
As you guys go up a couple of floors, you do see a room that does not have a name on it.
No nameplate. Got it.
But
I kick open the door.
The door directly behind... we'll get there. The door directly behind you opens up pretty swiftly, mm-hmm. and probably startles you a bit. As a woman probably in her early 50s pokes your head out and kind of gives you like a cross look.
Sorry for disturbing, ma'am. We didn't realize we were making so much noise.
I rolled to be startled, and I rolled low, so I did not get startled.
Should I roll to be polite?
I apologize. I apologize. This is a guy. I apologize.
Okay. Oh, sir.
He's a 50-year-old man. I apologize.
I was going to call this one Karen.
It's fine.
Karen.
What's the male equivalent of Karen?
Carl.
Carl's good. A+.
He introduces himself as Mannheim.
Oh, that's a good name.
Carl Mannheim, got it.
Well, Carl. Good evening, Mannheim.
Mannheim Itzig.
Itzig.
Carl Mannheim Itzig, got it.
He says, he kind of asks what your business is with that room.
We were looking at renting the room. This place was the only one that had an available room in the area.
Immediately.
He says, oh, I see. Yes, well, with him dead, I suppose it makes no difference, does it?
I thought he was a murderer.
Yeah, but he's dead, so it makes no difference.
Yeah, but we're pretending like we didn't know.
Everybody knows. It's in the paper.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows that
it's in the paper that he's dead.
Wait. So this is...
This is Grossman's
room. Grossman's
room? Grossman's apartment.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm even more interested now.
Huh?
Oh,
no,
thank you. So she's acting with me.
I'm doing an act.
We were pretending like we weren't from around here.
Sorry.
It'd still be big news, even if you're not from around. Yeah.
Like, that's why when I looked at the lady.
That's why I clicked.
Come on.
But it still makes it more interesting.
Boys, I don't get it.
I was agreeing. I was like, oh, that's interesting. That makes them more desirable because that's a neat thing.
He says, yeah, actually, my wife and I are the ones who eventually called the police on after some time.
Oh,
Dang it.
What tipped you off?
He actually points to the door and says, roll me a spot on the door.
He says that?
Just him?
Yeah, he says, roll me a spot hidden.
I got a 15.
A what?
Yeah, I didn't
get it. Got it by half.
Yep, mine's by half.
No, I'm bad at looking at things.
He points it out, which does help you, but he kind of basically says, take a peek at the door. Those of you who succeed notice a very tiny hole has been drilled right above
the lock,
above the handle of the lock. And he says, I drilled that in there all the better to keep an eye on what he was up to, you know. very strange things happening with him.
Like what?
Was it like he drilled a hole in the lock so that it couldn't actually lock, or so he could peek?
Okay. So he could see through.
Peek okay, through. So he made a peephole.
He yes. was doing a peep.
He says that a lot of strange women go in there, and some of them don't return, and some of them never leave. After a little while of finally noticing that, I finally drilled this hole here to kind of peer in and saw some things that were quite disgusting and called the police.
That was very brave of you. It must be difficult to come to terms with what you saw.
Yeah, quite the service.
Yeah, thank you. Adelaide, roll me a psychology.
Okay. No.
Oh my god.
No, that was real bad.
The dude 99. Seemed really into it.
Yeah. You forget everything you learned in college.
The guy seemed really into
it. I got exactly. contact high from standing next to you.
I sneezed on you. You got cocci.
No, yeah, that seems accurate.
Cool. Great.
Basically, your role made it look like the guy was into what was going on. That's why he drilled a hole.
Says, well, good luck in there.
So now I think he's the pervert.
He says, it's not a large room, but then again, none of these are. And he just kind of closes the door.
Bye.
All right, well, I open the door.
It opens. It's unlocked.
Yeah, let's go on in. Is there any kind of, like, power in the room?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, can't shut the power off in that room without shutting off the rest of the floor.
So
it's just one room?
Like a studio, or is
it's
it like
more of a studio, yeah.
Okay. Like a one bedroom apartment, probably.
Yeah, let me get to that.
Things let him get to his tab
without doors.
Well, I'm just assuming.
He's got tabs.
Tab.
Tab?
Yeah, it's a studio. So when you walk in the door, directly to your left is the kitchen area. There's a heat stove, like, to heat the room. There is a space to your right where there's an indent in the floor where something used to sit.
How big of a something? Is this, like, feet or, like, a box? Like
something about the size of a bed.
Okay. Mm. So it's, like, feet and such.
Large window directly across from you when you walk in, though. It's got, to be honest, it doesn't have a shitty view.
But I was about to say, is the view decent?
It's also not a great neighborhood, so... Okay.
Is it so it's not looking is like the window into a building?
No.
You can't see onto the plots from the...
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Hmm.
All right, I'm going to go over to where it looks like the bed was.
Sure.
I'm going to lie down.
Give me an idea roll.
Yep.
You've been here before.
Okay.
He just says to himself,
I'm still going
to
lie down.
Confirming, yeah. No, as you lie down, you realize, yes, I've definitely been in this room before.
Under your breath.
Lottie, my dear.
Lottie's like, looking at you like, yes.
Would you stand by the window?
She kind of looks at Erwin and...
Should I turn the light off?
And like...
Okay. I nod.
She's like,
Seems
she
like
cautiously walks over. To the window.
Creepily familiar sight.
Does comparing Lottie's figure in front of the window to the figure that you saw before help point out any differences?
Yeah, does anything become...
Like, is that person taller, shorter?
No, it's just a very familiar sight.
Bigger butt?
The...
Hey, no.
I mean, okay, yeah, that's true. It would be hard to have a bigger
butt. The third
butt.
Vision with the woman bound in sheets. Mm-hmm. Where was I then?
Standing over the bed. Which
and
is
the
probably,
woman was on the bed?
Are you going to ask me to lay down on the floor now?
With a bloody sheet over her.
Yeah.
So Lottie's standing next to the window. You go, come lay down.
But I'll get up. Because I was standing over the bed.
You were standing over the bed.
She will apprehensively walk over and lay down. Are you going to position her?
No, you okay. Got it. You got it in one.
Yeah.
And I'll look at my hands.
That's true, because your hands were your hands that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Roll me his hand.
Got it.
I'll still give you one. Yeah, like you've seen this before for sure. And as you do so, look at these things, look at this, you know, this. What am I saying?
The scene.
This
tableau.
Scene, thank you.
Yeah, it's super creeps. And you have
super creeps.
It's you all creepy. You notice, those of you who are watching him notice that he again kind of zones out for a moment. First person vision once again from your point of view.
You're triggered.
You see a bloody butcher's block in a kitchen. The linoleum is slick with blood, and there are cuts of bloody meat stacked up on the tile countertop. Clearly visible among the piles of meat are a human hand and a woman's head.
Oh, damn.
The head is a different face from those seen in previous dreams. So roll me sand.
Got it.
It is still one.
God.
As you come to from your quick zoning.
Lottie will have noticed that you zoned out again and be like,
Friedrich, buddy.
I walk quickly over to the kitchen area.
I caught this zone this time.
Roll me a spy head.
It'd be hard to notice it.
I streamed that notice.
I didn't get it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is anybody else going with him into the kitchen?
Yes.
I'll go with him.
Yes.
Roll me spot hiddens.
I'm sad. I just rolled an extreme to see if he actually, if I caught that zoning.
I got it.
I did not.
I got it. I got an 11, which is not an extreme. It's a very high hard pass.
Adelaide and Erin both kind of notice in different areas of the kitchen spots of dried blood that the police did not clean up quite well.
Oh, just no. Disgusting.
Some light spatter that was not cleaned up.
It's going to be hard to sell the apartment. Like,
Lottie is more concerned about Friedrich and your mental state.
Yeah, the mental state's pretty fucked.
I'm just going to kind of like sidle around the kitchen, walk in circles until I feel like I've positioned myself where I was standing.
Is it the right?
Just to try to figure out if I was in this kitchen or if it was.
Yes, it's absolutely this kitchen.
Okay.
I was about to say, because is it like the linoleum flooring and all that?
Everything matches up to your vision.
I'm just going to start, like, are there cabinets in the kitchen area?
Yeah. No, I mean, if you could you open up all the cabinets and you look around and, like, everything's been.
I'm looking under drawers on the top. I'm going to start tearing up the linoleum.
With your bare hands?
My bare hands.
Bare hands.
Just as you get on your hands and knees to start tearing up the linoleum, a woman walks in to the apartment.
Yeah.
We're potential tenants.
It's like Lottie's staring.
She's probably in her 50s. She says, can I help you people?
Prospective tenant.
She introduces herself as Helena.
Hello, Helena.
She says, me and my husband live across the hall here.
Oh, we met him.
You're Carl's wife?
Mannheim.
Carl would be the murderer.
That's fair. True. We should That's stop true. Calling Carl, other people it? Carl.
Mannheim, I mean?
Yes, yes.
Do you work here? Or are you just a neighbor? She lives across the hall, but is she someone that works here? As in, she's a...
No, she's just a attendant. Karen.
Yeah.
Seems like it. A nosy neighbor.
That is probably the more accurate statement.
Gotcha.
she says, yes, I mean, if you're looking to rent the apartment, I can try to get you in touch with the leasing agent of sorts.
You know, the more that we think about the murders that took place here, the less interested I am in renting this place. As any normal person would be.
I just want to check the state of the subfloor.
Continue tearing up linoleum.
I'm not sure that they'll be able to rent the apartment any more than they already could if you just tear it to pieces.
I'll put it back, Helena.
What did you and your husband see?
There were times where we heard strange noises. Then again, some of those strange noises could be explained as pleasurable.
I was going to say moaning.
However, there were a few nights close to the end before he was taken to prison where we noticed late at night chopping sounds, grinding.
But that wasn't until the end, right before he was arrested.
Correct.
Did you notice what kind of girls he brought through?
The evolution of his...
A lot of blonde women, for the most part.
Escalation.
Every once in a while, he would bring in the fair brunette or redhead of sorts. He seemed to prefer blondes more than anything.
Is it possible he couldn't keep taking them out of his butcher shop or whatever? Since he only knew the inn was doing it, so he was doing it there before.
Would it have been... Sorry. Lottie would still be stuck on the women. Like, are the ones that your husband said would not come out... Were they always blondes?
No, not always. Like, as I said, he preferred blondes, it seemed. But much like any animal, they delve into other flavors, perhaps.
I note that that's a very creepy way for Helena to say that.
Yeah, I was going to say, interesting way to refer...
Friedrich will remember.
To
you get the idea that she is a woman who was all out of fucks.
Behold my field of fucks, and see that it is barren.
Did you ever catch any of their names?
No, unfortunately, no. We did our best to keep away from the craziness that was Carl Grossman.
Karen, did you ever use your husband's peephole?
Karen. The few times that we spoke with him, he was very crass, very rude, and essentially told us to leap off the building.
Oh. Well.
Is this the top floor?
Do you remember early 1920? Say around February.
I mean, that was a long ways back. What's specific about that date, that time?
I've heard rumors of a girl fitting descriptions of his type, and I wanted to know if maybe you had seen someone in February of 1920 here with Carl.
It's very possible. But specifically who that individual was, I could not say. As I said, a lot of them look alike, and I got no names.
How far is the Landswehr from here?
The rivers are not labeled.
Yeah.
Where was his butcher shop? Do we know? Was it in the news? I'm sure people would know of it.
We got the address because Lulu was taken there.
That's right.
So we went to a garden shed.
But there was sausage making stuff there.
Yes, right? But that wasn't his. That wasn't specifically labeled as his butcher shop. That was a garden shed.
So that's maybe where he prepared.
Because wasn't it in the article, when they talk about like he would make them and then sell them at the train station? So it might be the garden shed where he did all his sausage making. You're right.
And then towards the end, if he got panicked, he starts making them in-house.
Yes. Yeah. It said in the article... Grossman seemed to do quite well for himself, selling his homemade sausage at Silesian Station. So yes, he would make them most likely at said garden shed. So if we know
where
said garden
shed. And then sell them at the station. Okay. Yep. That's what it was.
He was a street vendor. The best kind of food.
Oh. Truth. But now I'm afraid it's going to be human meat.
At least in Berlin in 1922.
I need to figure out how to adapt the Somebody Feed Phil theme song for...
Somebody... Somebody eat Fran.
Poor Fran. Rip.
Well, her name was Franziska, I thought, meh.
So the canal is essentially that whole portion around the map. Emily didn't quite see it, so Flynn, if you want to show her what I'm talking about, it's that whole section.
Okay, that's what I assumed it was.
So she jumped in somewhere.
The whole boopity-boo.
Yep.
Cool. Ah.
And then she sort of also just reiterates like her and her husband are like the reason he's in jail or went to jail, and she just takes all the credit for it, basically.
Karen.
Claiming that she knew what was going on all along.
And just, why didn't you report it sooner? Fighter.
Right.
Has Frederick taken anything from here for his diorama?
I'm looking at, I'm still tearing up the linoleum. I'm looking
There's
under.
There's nothing under the linoleum.
Is there carpet?
No.
Leave the floors alone.
If anything, it's just really bad wood.
What are you looking for?
I don't know. Just something that he would have hidden. Some object that, of personal significance. I don't know.
Take one of the knobs off the cabinets.
Is there anything, left left in here outside of just, for the most part, it's an empty apartment? where no, everything's been removed.
It seems pretty empty and seems like it's been cleaned so that it can be re-rented.
Hmm. I'll, I imagine I probably have like a pocket knife or something, right?
Sure.
Sure. I will take my knife and scrape up some of the blood, get it on the blade, and just close the knife.
Gross. Okay.
Wait, do you do that so that nobody else can see you? Hmm? Or do you just do it?
No, you can watch me if you want.
Friedrich, why?
Art.
That's
Lottie is clinging very close to Erwin at this point. She's like, almost like the chimp.
Around the neck.
She's just kind of like holding like next to him. Her body's like pressed up behind him like, I'm very concerned about this.
I'm not as okay with this person as I was before. Yeah. That's what she feels like. But no, I was rolling spot hidden to see if there's any like happenstance, if there's loose boards anywhere. See if like,
did you succeed on anything?
Yeah, I got a 13.
Is that an extreme or
it's a half. I think my extreme is an 8, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean you don't really see.
Yeah, it's mainly just seeing like maybe there's loose boards or anything where you hit shit.
Yeah, nothing like that. No, it seems like it was pretty well cleared out and cleaned up.
We need to find that garden shed.
Mm-hmm.
Since there was
meat. She gave you directions directly to it.
Before Helena left, Lottie would have asked if she knew any other information about Carl.
And nothing more than just the same, you know, prostitution. He was an asshole.
But nothing about, like, where he stayed, if he had relatives, anything of that nature.
Bless him.
He was not a very forthcoming individual.
But she just didn't know if she noticed or observed anything.
Nope.
If he had, like, a prostitute that was constant, but he never killed.
She may note that some of them came more than one time, but, you know.
Nothing, no details about them.
She's probably more like those floozies.
Well, I just didn't know if she noticed, like, there was a redhead that came, like, 6 different times or,
nothing,
you know.
Nothing like that, no.
Okay.
Do any of the reports say, like, he sedated the people? Do they have any way, like, anyone that got him caught, that they were, like, they were sedated in some way to where that's how he could take them out without making a lot of noise?
That seems like an accurate report.
Okay. So I was trying to think,
should he take him out in bags?
Yeah,
that also seems like
you saw like a chopped head.
Yeah, and that's it's. But you heard he's like the chopping occurred in his house.
No, I know. Yeah. I just didn't know.
That's where I was like, did he kill her somewhere and then brought her back? Because that seems awkward and cumbersome logistically.
Yeah, like how could he get up 2 floors? And
because a person isn't, you know, really conspicuous.
Dead weight is the worst.
Because it's not even evenly dispersed. It's really hard to carry.
It's tough.
It is tough.
At this point, it's probably going on midnight. I mean, it's late. So
do we want to check the shed tomorrow?
Or do we want to try and you mentioned wanting to go to a police station.
That's probably the best thing for Edgar.
In the morning, yeah. Right.
And then you also know, you know of the asylum, you know of the garden.
I also at some point would like to try to use my connections through my judge dad, I think we've called him. Mm-hmm. To see if we can get into some of the evidence that they've collected on the case.
That's if when you get there and you start asking questions about trying to see things, I could give you a die, like a bonus die for that role, yeah.
So we can do that when we go to the police station to file.
Lottie and Erwin. Lottie's making this executive decision.
She's forced it upon me.
100%. Lottie's like, Erwin and I will report Edgar missing. You two can go to your father. We're in the police station tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Together. So it's not like we're splitting the party. We're splitting within the same building.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's safe.
It's fine.
It's fine.
The next day, I'm much more dressed down.
Yeah. No, like, Lottie was wearing, like, a really pretty dress tonight.
I'm in just my regular clothes, no cane. Still have a bowler hat, though.
This guy rolling. Are we going next day or?
I'm trying to decide whether or not I want to sleep in the.
No,
we will not let you.
No, yeah, we're not letting you stay in there.
We're going to forcefully
For that matter,
remove
Helena
you.
Would probably not let you.
Yeah,
she would probably call the police on you.
Yeah,
no squatters brings down the value of the building
of the tenement
potential tenant, not squatter.
squatter. you don't pay to live there yet.
So would we all just go back to Lottie's car?
Take me home.
If you're going to take everybody home, yeah.
Well, I mean...
You got to take him back to get his penny farthing.
Yeah.
That's true.
He's got to get his bike back.
Okay. Then he can ride it
Riding your penny farthing through the streets at 1 a.m.
See you tomorrow, friends.
Still winding down from that kokai.
As I'm definitely riding back in the direction of Grossman's apartment. Heading back to my house.
Friedrich, I know where you live. That way.
Hit him.
Lottie just goes up behind him and pushes the bike with the car.
Just slowly fall off a very tall bike. Fall like 15 feet.
That's fine. Cushion your fall with your arms.
It's always a good idea.
All right,
that's
so
how you
Lottie,
get one of these.
Everyone returns to their home.
Yes.
What's your spot hidden
Mine? Stat?
His is like 70.
What is it?
70.
You got 67.
I did. You weren't asking for a roll.
No, I was just curious what it was.
I got excited.
That's okay. I was going to ask you to roll it, but that's fine. We can move on to the next day, to the police station, if you wish.
Sure. Nothing crazy happens
anything?
At night.
Nothing weird.
Good.
Nothing weird happens overnight. You probably have, like... I mean, nothing straight out of the book, but you probably have some weird dreams just based on what you've experienced
in
your current mental state.
Did you work on your diorama at all?
Mm-hmm.
Did you add the blood?
And the bird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you haven't lost much sanity, but I don't know where you are in terms of getting close to temporaries.
I've only lost three,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just keep an eye on that. Let me know when you hit there. And
What's temporary?
It's down...
I thought it was like 5 in 1 go.
It's 5 in 1 go or 20 total.
What did you start out at?
65. Damn. Oh, yeah. I'm very stable.
I have 70.
So if you lose 13.
I am stable AF.
12.
So I'm more sane than
70.
You?
I'm stable AF.
If you lose 14. Makes sense. Yeah. You have to lose 12, dear.
12? Okay.
And I have to lose 8.
Oh.
I have a very low sanity.
Huh. You got to put up with some weird stuff.
I'm 40.
Your job.
How did you get so sane when you are so cray?
It's kind of the crazy stuff doesn't really bother him as much.
Oh.
I see things much more clearly than
he's
any of you.
So is he. He's former military, so he's seen some crazy stuff in the war.
He's just steeled his mind to it. Lottie has just been affected by it.
Given if he was German, he was... probably on the
temporary insanity is if you lose 5 or more as a result of one roll. And definite is losing a fifth or more of current san.
Yeah, 20%.
In one game day.
Which technically would be on a new day, right? If we start the next day, it'd be a new game day.
Yes, but he lost all of that in one day so far.
Yeah, he's lost 3 in one day.
Permanent insanities are when your sanity points are reduced to 0.
That's where you go away.
That's when you become a cat and go on a boat.
And then people assume you make
Jazz's
it to the asylum.
Oh, precious.
She became a cat.
Yes.
So it's actually not... It's 1/5 or more of your current, not of your max. I always thought it was of max.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it adjusts every time you set a new level.
Well, yeah, because it'd be 1/5
it adjusts each day, I guess.
It's 20%, essentially.
Right. You're going to the Polizia?
Yes.
Polizei.
No.
And it's,
I
well,
think
polizei.
I spelled... Italian.
Yeah, Polizia is not... that's not German. It's Polizei.
I watch a lot of mob flicks.
Italian.
Fast. Yes.
I believe
Police
you know...
Police Presidentium is over here.
I believe you know that... Is it in that newspaper clipping?
What?
Who the lead detective was on the case? Inspector.
Inspector Krieg of Criminal Police noted.
Yes. So you at least know that that is who...
Krieg.
Ran the...
Which is weird because they didn't capitalize his last name.
Weird.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Have I ever met him before?
Probably.
Professionally?
They did it in 2 different places, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Give me a luck roll.
Where's my luck? Yes, by half.
You've at least come across him once or twice, yeah.
Excellent.
Perfecto.
Perfecto.
You all arrive at the police station. What do you wish to do?
I'm being dragged.
Mm-hmm. You're being dragged to the police station.
She is linking arms with Erwin and pulling him inside.
Leading the way.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
They're meeting with the judge dad.
Yes.
Well, I think we're going to go to the investigator and see if we can use my connections with judge dad to convince him to let us look at it.
And if not, then you use judge dad to force.
Mm-hmm.
Dad! Adelaide is not curious. Above that.
When you walk in, you see like a desk clerk kind of. Okay. Can I help you?
We are here to see Investigator Krieg.
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 Krieg. Do you have an appointment?
Krieg. No. Yes.
Roll deception.
No, yes.
Yes.
It's not is on there the a deception? List. It's a
there's
no.
There's not a deception.
There is.
There's a charm and a fast talk.
I'll pipe in and say, of course we have an appointment. Why wouldn't we have an appointment?
You have a really fast talk, don't you? Woo! Got 47.
She goes through the paperwork and says, I assume you've introduced yourself. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, she asks for your name.
Friedrich Blum.
I don't see you anywhere on the list for today. What time is your appointment supposed
I'm
to
not
be?
On that list.
This is the list for appointments. I'm not sure what other list
that you're
on.
Given access to.
Damn.
Sorry, do you... What?
We would like to speak with... He will be expecting us.
She gets up and goes into a... opens up a door.
We follow her.
Peeks in.
We're like right behind her.
Peeks in and you hear some voices and she peeks out and says he has no appointment with you. If you'd like, you can wait and he will see you when he's ready.
When will that be?
Your connection with your dad.
I was about to say, oh, and you
about an hour?
Be about an hour.
With those connections.
Oh. Judge Richter sent us to speak with you. Him.
It's gonna be another role.
Come on, Dad.
Which role?
Sounds like
persuasion?
Probably persuasion.
Oh, that's not great.
Then you can do it.
No.
Does she get a bonus die?
Oh yeah, I'll give you a bonus die because you dropped the name.
Still no.
Oh,
dicks.
She just sort of shrugs and sits down.
All right, we'll wait
an hour.
Give him about an hour. After about an hour, his door opens and, I mean, in that time, you guys can make your report
about the missing man,
missing Edgar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead. Do you do the talking for that? You have the key.
So I would just walk up and be like, hey, I'm here to report a missing person. His name is Edgar Hummel.
Hummel.
I would say that since...
I would give them his address, explain that we went there and it looked like somebody broke in. And then I would pull the key out of my top and be like, this was stuck in his car.
She says, Hummel, why does that sound familiar? And she goes through some paperwork.
Wasn't he a former police that turned PI, or was he military turned PI? I can't remember.
I don't recall. Either way, they know who he is. They have some paperwork on him.
They'll know
that he's a private investigator. Mm-hmm. They've probably worked together somehow, some way. Cross paths. She says, it's very bizarre, very intriguing. We'll file the case and then get on it right away.
Because I assume we probably would have stopped by to confirm he hadn't come home.
As she just kind of puts it in a tray that has a lot of other papers just stacked on it.
Thank you for your help.
So after that hour, the door will open and Inspector Krieg peeks his head out and says, Frederick, is it?
Frederick Blumen. Good to meet you.
Sure. Come on in.
We go in.
Are all of you going in or just the two of you?
Probably just two of them. We weren't there when they made it.
Yeah, we were. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were off doing our own thing there.
You two walk into a very small office. It's really just a desk. There's only one chair for other people to sit in other than himself.
I sit in it.
I again try to get there first. We get knocked out of it.
Investigator, we've actually met before. I'm Adelaide Richter.
Adelaide, yes, of course. Yes.
I understand from the news articles that you were the lead investigator on the Carl Grossman case.
Yes, I am. That case is happily closed now.
As you know, I am one of the foremost alienists in Berlin at this time. And now that he has passed away and his case is no longer active, I was interested in seeing if I could see some of the materials you gathered in your investigation to help with my research in aiding investigators like you in the future in your pursuit of such criminals. Also, my dad's a judge.
Judge dad.
I see. We've worked together before. I have no reason not to trust you to handle such things. Give me a second. And he will leave and return.
I whisper, yes.
As he returns, he kind of recounts his arrest, the investigation with Grossman. He personally thinks that Grossman probably killed as many as 100 people or more.
Damn.
Chiefly women and children, but he covered his tracks well enough that they were able to charge him only with about 3 murders.
What gives you the indication that he's killed children as well?
Given some of the things he's written in this journal, which is what he hands you.
Excellent.
He says, he says, one strange thing that did happen. As we were leading Grossman off in shackles, he uttered something very odd. Makes no sense to me, but you're an alienist. Perhaps you can suss it out.
Certainly.
He said, now I have every single turn.
Turn?
Turn.
T-U-R-N.
Yes.
Now I have every single turn.
I could try to say this in German, but I'll get it all fucked up.
Do it!
Jetzt habe ich Jaden Einzendran. J-E-T-Z-T. The Jeets.
Wait, J-A?
J-E-T-Z-T.
Jetzt.
That's Jetzt?
J has a Y sound.
All right, well then Jetzt.
That's what you call.
H-A-B-E.
H-A-B-E. Habba.
Ick. Got that one.
Ick.
I guess it's Jeden. J-E-D-N. Jeden. This one is capitalized.
That's important.
Einzigen. E-I-N-Z-I-G-E-N.
Wait, spell it again.
E-I-N-Z-I-G-E-N.
Einzigen.
Drawn. D-R-A-N.
D-R-A-N. And that's, is that turn?
I don't know how to speak German, but I imagine that's
nine.
How
Jetzt is now. Ich habe is I have. Jaden is every. And single turn.
But
it's
single,
interesting that it
single
is
capitalized.
Right, which means that it's a noun.
It's single is capitalized in German, but not in the English
right
thing.
So,
so maybe that was his final kink. He wanted to be caught. He's like, now I've completed my...
Well, that was interesting because Germans capitalize nouns. Every single noun is capitalized. That's why it was interesting that this is... Germans capitalize every noun.
Just went like turn. I wonder if there's like, do we get a sense of like that's the translation? But is this a turn in a game? Is this a turn of personality?
I feel like we might get some hints from that from the journal. There might be some insight.
Okay,
but we have it written down that he said, "Now I have every single turn."
But I guess is there anything like since we would be speaking in German, like does turn? What would that mean contextually?
It's kind of, that's the thing. He doesn't know what it means. It's kind of up to your own interpretation.
Oh, no. That translates to now I have my turn.
Oh.
Now I have my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have every single turn.
No, it's now I have my turn.
So it is Thanos.
Or sorry, now it's my turn is what it says.
Right. So
it's my turn.
It is a kink of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he gets to die.
Uh-huh.
That makes so much more sense.
Okay.
That makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
I guess I need to start trying to translate things on Google, because clearly this book is not completely correct, or at least not completely spot on.
You're going to be about 50-50 either way.
No. Right.
Anyway, that is what he said. And then he hands you said journal. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. Berlin, the Wicked City, written by David Larkins, with Mike Mason and Lynn Hardy. If you'd like to keep in touch with us, you can find us at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel on Facebook, Rancor's_Brothel on Twitter, and now you can find us on Discord. Just search for the Rancor's Brothel.